I'm Maddie Savage with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service News. Coming up, pro-Russian gunmen have taken over a Ukrainian Navy base in Sevastopol a day after Russia moved to annex Crimea. And the head of the Ukrainian Navy has been detained. We'll speak to our correspondent in Sevastopol.
I'm outside the naval headquarters here in Sevastopol, which was stormed earlier in the day by a group of pro-Russian civilians and Russian soldiers.
Plus, President Jacob Zuma from South Africa has been told to repay some of the millions of dollars in public money that he spent on improving his private home. Also in the podcast... Frustration with the search for the missing Malaysian airline has boiled over, with desperate relatives of Chinese passengers dragged away from a news conference. And Britain is going to introduce a new £1 coin, designed to be more difficult to fake. But will it be popular? Britain is going to introduce a new £1 coin, which is designed to be more difficult to fake. It will have 12 sides and be made of two metals. The Treasury here says there are currently 45 million fake pound coins in circulation. It says the replacement, which is due to come in about 3 years' time, would be the most secure coin in the world. The shape of the new pound is based on the old threepence coin, which went out of circulation in 1971. These people in Newcastle in northeast England gave their reaction.
I think it looks really nice. I like the shape of it. It's totally different.
Well, the BBC's Dan Damon spoke to Tom Hockenhull, curator of modern money at London's British Museum. So do coins have a hugely symbolic value for the public? Do they embody the nation in some ways?
Absolutely. The pound is particularly important.
Now, is European citizenship up for sale? Across the European Union, what are becoming known as golden visas are being offered to wealthy foreigners. Different EU member countries operate their own schemes, creating what one politician has called a race to the bottom, as governments underbid each other to try to attract the investment. In Portugal, an investor can get residency by buying a property for €500,000, but need only spend a few days a year in the country.